Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market looks like it's going to get off to a pretty good start on Tuesday. If you look at this chart of the SPY futures contract, you can see its fortunes change over the course of the after-hours session. It started in negative territory, finished at its best levels of the after-hours session or thereabouts with a gain of 84 points or 1.4%. And that really turns around the better news flow that we have seen over the course of the last 24 hours. And it was also evidenced in the way that the Australian share market was able to overcome its earlier deficit yesterday when it was down by over a percent. So much of the optimism started when we saw the better than expected reading on Chinese economic news yesterday. That theme continued throughout Europe and the United States. The IHS, market measure of manufacturing activity in Europe, was a particularly encouraging document. It showed that Europe's manufacturing activity registered its first expansion since 2018. There were also a range of encouraging measures throughout the Eurozone economies, France in particular as well. So that all helped the European side of things move ahead, in addition to the news that Eli Lilly, the drug maker, had put its COVID-19 drug candidate into third phase trials. So that advancement was also casting a better light on the European performance. The German DAX led with a very encouraging improvement of around 2.7%. In London, the FTSE was up by 2.3%. So US markets were off to a solid start last night. But then we also had the manufacturing numbers in the US strike the right chord as well. The US measure of manufacturing activity rose to its best levels in 16 months. Encouraging news in relation to new orders. That was up strongly. Export sales had grown as well. In fact, the measure itself was better than expected, coming in at 54.2 compared to a reading of 53.6, which is what the market had anticipated. So that was also a positive. The market seems to have called the bluff of politicians as well in relation to the wrangling over the extension of the unemployment support, which has been a contentious issue, at least in the political discussion in the last couple of days. But they've finished a meeting on Capitol Hill. There wasn't any sort of reconciliation today, but the market seemed to be banking on something coming down the pipe in the next day or so. So that in itself is a risk. But that all contributed to the much better tone on Wall Street. The broader US market, the S&P 500, was up quite solidly with a 0.75% improvement. But it was really the tech stocks that continued to stand out, with the NASDAQ up by 1.5%. So a range of technology names continue to get a tailwind from their recent earnings numbers. So on the local front today, one of the features will be the Reserve Bank's decision on interest rates. So this is an important outcome because they're not going to do anything on rates. They could potentially update forecasts ahead of their statement of monetary policy on Friday. And that, of course, is important given the fact that we've seen a major change in the outlook, given the fact that Victoria has gone down the path of the stage four lockdowns most recently. When you see 25% of the economy offline in that regards, it's certainly going to have an impact where your forecasts are concerned. So that's the thing to look out for as far as today's update is concerned, and indeed later on in the week when the Reserve Bank releases its statement of monetary policy on Friday. Elsewhere, we've seen a nice improvement for iron ore prices over the course of the last day. So that price up by 4%. To $116.30. So that's worth keeping an eye on as far as the iron ore names are concerned. Gold still floating with record highs. It's a little bit firmer overnight. Oil prices a bit firmer as well, up by the most part of 2%. And we also saw a bit of a move higher in bond yields, more symbolic than meaningful, up by a basis point. But the direction is probably the more meaningful aspect of that. And the fact that the Aussie dollar is still above 71 US cents, but struggling a little bit because the US dollar has found its footing recently. So, as I said, trading around 71.2 US cents.